With today's organizational meeting, Ypsilanti Community Schools officially comes into existence. When unification discussions first started, many would have written the unification off as impossible. Some said there was too much bad blood between the districts. Others argued that any bad blood was the fault of parents, grown-ups in the district, not the kids, and it was time to set past differences aside to benefit the students of each district. Others worried that merging two struggling districts would create an even bigger struggling district. Students in Ypsilanti and Willow Run have struggled to achieve their potential. The individual districts have struggled under significant debt, which was pegged at a combined $13 million. Former Ypsilanti Superintendent Diedrich Martin said unification was the only option.
We need to seek out something that provides us a more stable ground so that we can invest in our kids and our community and our future and not continue to play this slash and burn financial numbers game.
Former Willow Run Superintendent Laura Lisiski agreed with Martin, saying the merger offered a chance to sort of hit the reset button.
Which means that we actually get to build the school district from the bottom up, which means that we'll have the opportunity to not always have to worry about making cuts and cutting programming that's been working for kids.
State School Superintendent Mike Flanagan threw his support behind the consolidation effort early on. In an April 2012 letter to the Ypsilanti and Willow Run school boards, Flanagan commended them for their trailblazing efforts. Flanagan called the move, quote, visionary, and said it, quote, takes tremendous courage. He said the Ypsilanti and Willow Run merger, quote, could serve as a model for other schools throughout the state that are confronted with similar challenges. Flanagan promised that if voters approved the consolidation, he would support helping the new district, quote, improve both its academic and fiscal situations. The Washtenaw Intermediate School District stepped in to facilitate the unification process, and that included a series of public meetings to explain the plan and answer questions. The questions most asked by the public were things like which buildings would be closed and which teachers would be let go or kept on. WISD officials explained that it didn't make sense to spend a lot of time working on those issues before the public voted on the merger. Not everyone was sold that the plan would work. Don Burnett graduated from Ypsilanti High School in 1986.
I care about the community, but I'm just really concerned about what's happening here, and I'm not really sure that, you know, that this is well thought out.
Ypsilanti High School student Jalen Herman was among those in favor of unification. In fact, he said it should have happened earlier, and he's pretty excited to be a part of history.
I feel like it'd be a new beginning, and the pioneers are the next class, so it'll be great.
When it came down to placing the unification issue on the ballot, the Ypsilanti School Board voted unanimously in favor of it, while two Willow Run board members voted no. On Tuesday, November 6th, 2012, voters in the two districts approved the merger. The new district was built on five pillars: a focus on birth through entry to kindergarten, leadership at all levels, a positive culture and climate focused on learning, high-quality teachers and teaching, and the notion that every student will have the chance to earn college credit or a career credential prior to graduating from high school. The district also has five guiding principles: high expectations for all learners, using evidence-based best practices while allowing for innovation and creativity, building family and community partnerships, empowering students and giving them a voice, and focusing on responsibility, efficiency, and financial viability. The core values of Ypsilanti Community Schools include some of those same guiding principles, along with having high expectations for all students, embracing diversity and development of cultural competence, allowing students to learn at their own pace, honoring culture and heritage while preparing students for the 21st century, and respect. The WISD board held public interviews and then appointed members to the Unified Ypsilanti Willow Run School Board. Among the first items on the board's agenda was choosing a name for the new district. Another round of public meetings generated several name suggestions, and the board eventually chose Ypsilanti Community Schools over options like Eastern Washtenaw Community Schools and the Ypsilanti United School District. Board member Maria Sheeler Edwards said Ypsilanti Community Schools was the right choice.
We all agree that this is the best name for our unified district moving forward. We all live in Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti is our name.
The board also went about the process of choosing a superintendent. Now, this proved to be one of the more contentious aspects of the unification process, with the community divided over whether to hire someone from outside the area or hire from within. Many wanted former Willow Run Superintendent Laura Lasiski to get the job. Ypsilanti religious groups threw their support behind former Ypsilanti Superintendent Diedrich Martin. Teachers seemed to favor hiring former Ypsilanti Executive Director of Human Resources Sharon Irvine. In the end, at a public meeting, the board decided to contract with the Washtenaw Intermediate School District to have its superintendent, Scott Menzel, serve as superintendent during the transition period. Martin and Lasiski would stay on as associate superintendents. That decision was met by loud jeers from the crowd. Ypsilanti Education Association President Krista Boyer wasn't happy with the decision.
We were hoping for one thing, expecting another, and this three superintendent model, or this superintendent with two associate superintendent models, is probably the last thing that I think any of us were expecting, and I'm pretty much speechless. I still fail to see how this is going to save the district any money, and in fact, with as many people here tonight speaking so passionately about what they really wanted and wanting to see change, I don't see this being the change that the community members were looking for.
Board President David Bates said the board made the choice it did because it didn't want to divide the community.
The superintendent search committee that we appointed to consider all the options, I think, did a reasonable job of looking and assessing at the various things that were available to us. One thing that was clear to me is that the board appreciates the leadership that has been demonstrated by the team so far, that included Mr. Menzel from the Washington Media School District and the two current superintendents, Ms. Lasiski and Mr. Martin.
Diedrich Martin has since left to become superintendent of St. John Public Schools, just north of Lansing. His position won't be filled. Instead, the Ypsilanti Community Schools will hire a chief financial officer who will handle the responsibilities that had been assigned to Martin. Scott Menzel's superintendent contract runs through June of 2015. Lasiski is under contract as associate superintendent through June of next year. A new district needs a new mascot and school colors, of course, and the Unified School Board went about that process in a similar way to what was used to identify the new name for the district. Public forums were held, during which students mostly favored royals, and adults wanted something that better reflected the area's history, such as bombers or liberators. Choices were narrowed down, and three finalists were forwarded to the Board of Education: Flyers, Grizzlies, and Trailblazers. Ypsilanti Junior Class President Christian Cannon had been pushing for royals, with a Facebook page boasting 800 likes and carrying 500 petition signatures. He was disappointed that the name was not a finalist.
I'm a little disappointed. You know, I expected for the school to choose an excellent mascot, and I think their name, Royals, shows leadership, diversity, student voice, student empowerment. That's the best name we have so far.
The board decided to have students vote for their favorite. WISD Communication Specialist Emma Jackson.
We put the vote to the students in grades 7 through 12 at Willow Run and Ypsilanti schools. And the students overwhelmingly said that they wanted something different. They wanted to move in a new direction.
Most students said they liked Grizzlies. Unified Board approved the mascot Grizzlies and the colors of black and Vegas gold. In order to hire teachers and staff for Ypsilanti Community Schools, all the teachers and staff in the Ypsilanti and Willow Run districts had to first be laid off. Unified Board President David Bates.
Because neither of the two school districts will exist legally after June the 30th, lawyers tell us we have to handle the employees by laying everyone off so that we send a clear message that these jobs aren't here anymore.
Criteria for choosing teachers for the new district were then established.
There's been a very intentional process that has aligned what we're trying to accomplish, the values and the things that the community said were important, with what those characteristics will look like in the form of excellent teachers, exceptional teachers for the new district.
Internal candidates were given first crack at the jobs, and just under 260 of them applied. 171 received letters notifying them that they would be hired by the new district, while others were informed that either they were not being hired or that they met the qualifications but were not being offered positions just yet. There were some glitches in the teacher hiring process that upset Krista Boyer's Ypsilanti Education Association membership.
It was the interview part that kind of caused probably more stress than the actual applying. We were often given a schedule a day before with time slots and then had to sign up for one of those the next day to get an interview.
Teachers were asked to list their preferred assignments, and Associate Superintendent Laura Lasiski said the district did its best to match teachers with their preferred job or building assignment.
We tried to make sure that we adhered to at least their first, second, or third preference. If that was impossible to do, they were able to make comments on whether they were, whether having their building be more important or their grade level assignment. So we tried to adhere to that.
Teacher pay was set at a level to compare favorably with area districts and help attract teachers to Ypsilanti Community Schools. The pay is also performance-based. A similar process was used to hire principals for the new district. WISD Superintendent Scott Menzel.
We went through the process where we had an outside team of educators conduct the review process of the applications, participate in the site visits and the interview of the principal candidates, and then they created a scoring rubric based on the criteria that was established by the board. And so using that criteria and the review of that external team, we were able to identify the candidates that met that criteria and were in a position to be offered a job with the new district.
As for the curriculum to be offered in the new district, a small learning communities model was chosen. Naomi Norman is Director of Achievement Services with the WISD.
We can focus on the really high quality culture and climate, the positive learning environment, where everybody knows each other. Every child is known, every young person is known by each other, by the adults in the school.
The input of parents, teachers, staff, and other community members was sought through a variety of work groups that focused on areas like visioning, the study of data from the Ypsilanti and Willow Run school districts, and design. The school board approved a calendar that includes 187 days of instruction. The original plan was to have a so-called balanced calendar, where kids go to school essentially year-round. WISD Superintendent Scott Menzel said the details just couldn't be worked out in time.
We knew it was going to be a transitional year, and we've got a committee working on fleshing out the specifics of a balanced calendar. But this calendar gets us further along in terms of the number of days that students will be in session as well as teachers.
The plan is to have a balanced calendar in place not this school year, but for the following school year. The Ypsilanti and Willow Run school districts had a combined debt of close to $13 million, and one of the things that made consolidation attractive was the hope that the state would allow Ypsilanti Community Schools a longer period of time to eliminate that debt. With that in mind, Scott Menzel met with State Treasurer Andy Dillon.
And talk about the financial challenges related to the operating deficit. And the treasurer expressed support for our efforts to identify a way to address that operating deficit that would allow the new district to start off in a positive fashion.
Now, while all the details haven't yet been ironed out, it appears the state is willing to work with the new district on the debt issue. The district did get some good financial news not long ago from the state. It will be receiving Ypsilanti's foundation grant, the higher of the two districts.
It's a start in the right direction. Obviously, as deficit districts coming together, we have significant obstacles to overcome, but we're working on building a budget that will allow us to do that.
State Representative David Rutledge introduced legislation that would give consolidating districts in Michigan a 3-year break from any new charter schools opening within their boundaries. However, the legislature did not act on that legislation.
I, along with Bill Rogers, my co-sponsor on this bill, have been in conversation with the committee chair extensively, trying to get her consideration to take it up during this session. And the response is that her plate is too full with other issues in the education committee.
The Democrat and his Republican co-sponsor will get back to work trying to win passage of the legislation after the summer recess. Today's organizational meeting of the Ypsilanti Community Schools Board of Education wraps up 8 months of very intense work and something along the order of 50 school board meetings to close out the Ypsilanti and Willow Run individual districts and create the new one. Reflecting on the unification process, former Ypsilanti Superintendent Diedrich Martin said it was quite interesting.
We had a lot of tough challenges to go through. But I think the reward is that a lot of people in the community saw the value of bringing the two systems together and trying to start something unique instead of just continuing to hack away at resources and funding and staffing and buildings and fall victim in a similar way as some of our other school districts that were struggling, such as your Saginaw, Buena Vistas, Inkster, Muskegon Heights.
Martin said unification was tough, but he said it was nice to see renewed hope in the communities. Unified Board Vice President Don Garrett Jr. previously served on the Willow Run School Board, and he was a vocal advocate for making sure the Willow Run community's voice was heard during the unification process. Garrett said he believes the district did right by Willow Run residents.
I think they did. I think we made out pretty good considering all the things would take place.
Unified Board President David Bates gave both the Willow Run and Ypsilanti communities credit for being willing to participate in the merger process.
I think there still exists some concern about whether or not we're really going to be one community and whether we're really going to be meeting the needs of all students. And I hope that the proof will be in the pudding, that we'll have an opportunity to demonstrate that this is a serious effort to redo the way we do education in Eastern Washtenaw County, and that we hope that everybody in both communities will continue to be part of the process, and that we'll see over time as we really become one community.
Bob Eccles, WEMU News.